Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my audience. Today, this evening, I'm glad to be here again with you today. I'm glad to be here again today with you. I would like to thank the God of Israel today and the Holy Spirit for, and the Son of God, Yeshaya, for all that they do for me in this earth and my family. We are here to pick it up where we left off at Saturday. We are here to pick it up where we left off Saturday. Let's get right into what we're supposed to be doing for the God of Israel. He truly is a wonderful, great, holy God, and I give him all the glory, honor, and praise today, tonight, and for every day for my life. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible. This is audio 21. Audio 21. We get in there, people. We are getting there. We are almost done with establishing the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah, the Mitzvot, for the God of Israel and his heavenly host. We are getting there. Like I always say, this is a divine platform, prophetic, that was set up by the God of Israel 2 years ago, and we are still here prophesizing and doing the things that the God of Israel want us to do. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Elisheba. Y'all know who I am. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. Guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. I would like to thank all the listeners that go back to listening to all the audios and broadcasts that we have made on this platform. So if you would like to call in to ask me a question about the law, because that's what we will be teaching tonight, the law must be established in the earth, that it is good, that it is holy, and that it is true. So this is God's law versus the law of this land. The law of this land. And when I say this land, I'm talking about all over the earth. Let's get started with our law class tonight, the third day of the week. We're going to pick it up where we left off. We left off at law number 401. Today, we're going to pick it up tonight. Well, it's not day. It's getting dark where I am. Tonight, we're going to pick it up at law number 402. We have about 200 and something laws left, and we will be finished with this. I'm excited about what's going to happen in my life once I finish setting the record straight, the Hebrew record straight, that the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, has been established. I'm excited about what's going to happen once I finish this. Of the law tonight, we will be talking about tithing. tithing, taxes, and Hebrew offerings. And Hebrew offerings. One moment, people. Give me 1 minute.
A little bit too close.
Okay, people, I am back. Let's get started with our law class. Let me just read the outline tonight for this broadcast. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 21, the truth. Law must be established on the earth. We must present truth in the last days. The law is what you need and got to have. We will speak to you prophetic and prophecy. The God of Israel is the true one and only God. 613 laws is his way. Without his law, you will not make it. And it's just that simple. You will not make it in this earth without his law. And as you people can see, you're not making it without his law. That's why everybody got all kind of illnesses and sicknesses and all kind of issues going on in their life, because you have been taught by the law of this land that the law is done away with and you don't need it anymore. What a shame that is. If you would like to order the coronavirus spiritual guide booklet, please send an email. Please send an email. But I'm pretty sure you guys are not going to order, because most of y'all think the coronavirus is fake anyway. You think it's a hoax. You think it's fake. You know, you think it's something the government worked up and worked out and worked in. You can think whatever you want to think, but me as the prophet, I know exactly what the coronavirus is all about. It's not fake. It was something that was created. It was something that was created by the God of Israel, using man, like he always used man, to get his will done in the earth. Whatever he need done, he uses man, he used the government, he used all kind of people. Okay? So I'm not going into that tonight, because I'm not teaching about COVID-19. I'm teaching about God's law, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. We're going to pick it up right here in law number 402, talking about tithing, taxes, and the Hebrew offering. Hebrew offering, because we serve a Hebrew God. He's the creator. He's the one and true only God. There's no other God outside of him. This is going to be interesting tonight, the teaching on the tithes and the taxes, because we got all these ministries, all these organizations, and all these churches teaching you that you need to give them 10% of your income. Or 10% of your money. That's not biblical. Let me say it again loud and clear for you pastors and prophets and all of you people that's teaching the people that they need to give you some money. That is not biblical at all. And I would love for a pastor or a minister or a prophet or apostle or evangelist to call in to show me. I already know all the scriptures that they use, because I used to be a pastor. The same thing that they doing and still teaching and doing, I used to do. So I'm very familiar with all the scriptures that they use to try to say that you need to get them some money, or we need to get them some money. Because they teaching us the word of God. Absolutely false. Absolutely false. And I'm going to prove that tonight, what tithing really is. I'm going to go into the Torah. I'm going to go into the Torah. I'm going to go into the covenant. I'm going to go into the law of the God of Israel to prove and to establish tonight that tithing is not money. Tithing is not income. This is going to be interesting. But what, you know what I realize now as a leader, because I am a leader, I'm a prophet. I am a prophet. Didn't nobody ordain me to be no prophet. Didn't nobody pour no oil on me. None of that. I was called to be a prophet from my mama's womb. From my mama's womb. It's kind of interesting to me. I have been here on this platform for about 2 months now or longer. Establishing God's law. And it's amazing to me that you got all these leaders, all these wannabe prophets, wannabe apostles, wannabe doctors, all this wannabe stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel, the Creator, at all. It's amazing to me that they don't have enough courage and they don't have enough confidence in what they are saying and what they are teaching and what they are showing the people in the Bible to come on this platform and actually defend what they are teaching and why they are doing it. They're not going to do it because, you know why? Because they don't care. They don't care what I say. They don't care what God say. As long as they can keep getting the money out of you and the tithing out of you, getting you to believe whatever they tell you, then it's okay. Let that sister, let that sister, that woman, that preacher say whatever she want to say. Long as we got the people still doing what we want to do and not what the God that wrote the Bible wants them to do. So it's okay. It's okay. I must do the will of my Father. I must do what I am in this earth to do. And this is my job. It's to set the Hebrew record straight and in order and rebuke anybody. I don't care if you got 10 doctor's degrees or apostle or whatever degree. I don't care if the Pope laid hand on you and gave you your license to be apostle. It doesn't matter to me. I am here to rebuke you for the way you have led the people of God astray, following the law of this land. And you are totally against the law of the God of Israel. So I'm here to rebuke you, and I'm here to correct you as his prophet. Let's pick it up right here at law number 402. Let me read a little statement right here that I need to read before we get started. That an uncircumcised person shall not eat of the heave offering. And the same applies to other holy things. This rule is interfered from the law of the Passover offering by similarity of a phrase, Exodus 12:44-45. Let's read that. Exodus 12:44-45. Come on, people, get your Bible. Let me show you some truth. Let me give you some knowledge. Let me give you some wisdom. Let me give you some understanding. And let me give you some deliverance tonight. Exodus 12. Exodus 12. 44 through 45 verse. And it reads like this. It reads like this. But every man's servant that is brought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. Let me read that again. Every man's servant. So this is up under the law, the Torah, that the children of Israel, when they get servants or slaves, Abraham had servants. King David had servants. Solomon, they all had servants. When they was in their own land, Jerusalem, when we was a kingdom, the Hebrew kingdom, we had servants. But every man's servant that is bought for money, okay, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. So if you are not circumcised, you was not allowed to eat of the holy things of the God of Israel. And it's talking, let's go up here to Exodus 12:43. And the highest said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinances of the Passover. It's something holy. It's a feast day. It's a feast day. The God of Israel have feast days. He have holy days up under the law, the covenant. And the law of this land, or the law, the laws of this land, they have holidays. That's the difference. The God of Israel have holy days, and the law of this land have holidays. So you people serve and keep all the holidays. You keep Christmas, New Year's, Mother's Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. And the list go on and on and on for their holidays. But the God of Israel is totally against holidays. Why? Why? Because he have holy days that the children of Israel had to keep. Had to keep when they was in Jerusalem. Canaan. They had to keep. Even when they was in the wilderness before they went to Canaan, they had to keep the holy days. So I don't know what God, well, I know what God you people serve, a false God or false gods. You rather keep holidays than what the Bible tells you to keep. Because you've been taught by the law of the land, religions, that you don't have to keep no more holy days. You have to keep holidays. So right here in Exodus 12:43, for law number 402, Moses told Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There should no stranger eat thereof. The Gentiles, they had Gentiles back then in the Old Testament that was in the wilderness with the children of Israel. They left Egypt with the children of Israel. Egyptians are Gentiles. Africans are Gentiles. They left Egypt with the children of Israel. So the God of Israel made a law for the Gentiles in the wilderness. And he also made a law for the children of Israel. the Gentiles was not allowed to eat with the children of Israel. They was not allowed to keep the same ordinances as the children of Israel kept them, how they kept them, and when they kept them. They had their own separate ordinances that they had to keep. So look at Exodus 12:44. But every man's servant that is brought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. You must be circumcised. This is up under the Torah. This is up under the law that the God of Israel gave Abraham, our father, the father of the Hebrew nation, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. They had to be circumcised, everybody in his household. Even him at 99 or 90-some years old or 70, he had to be circumcised. I'm just paraphrasing the age. Everybody have to be circumcised to eat the Passover, to eat anything that is holy to the God of Israel. Exodus 12:45. A foreigner, which is a Gentile, and hired servant shall not eat thereof. Okay? They cannot eat the Passover. They cannot eat holy and set aside and consecrate it to the God of Israel. And one house, I'm going to stop right there. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat the Passover. I'm not teaching about Gentiles tonight, so I'm going to go to the next Bible verse. Let's read Leviticus 22:10, still for law number 402. We're talking about tithes and taxes and Hebrew offerings tonight. That's what we're teaching on tonight. Our law class tonight is about tithe and Hebrew offerings. Leviticus 22:10, people. Leviticus 22:10. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. That's what it told you in Exodus 12. No stranger, no Gentile, no foreigner. You either Jew or a Gentile. Ain't no such thing as Jewish. You either a Jew or a Gentile. You either a Hebrew, which is Jew, or a Gentile. Jewish is Gentile. They Gentiles. Jewish. They not Jews. They Jewish. Because all the Hebrews, they are people of color. They black and brown skinned people. And some of them light skinned because they've been mixed in with white people. But there's no straight up white man or white woman or Asian or Chinese that is a Hebrew. They are Gentiles. There should no stranger eat of the holy thing. A sojourner of the priest or an hired servant shall not eat the holy thing. They can't eat it. Okay? So let me finish reading this because I just read the verses. But it is not explicitly set forth in the Torah. Traditionally, it has been learned that the rule that the uncircumcised must not eat holy things is an essential practice of the Torah and not an enactment of the scribes. So this is all Hebrew scroll that I have read to you, the first two Bible verses. Didn't nobody inject it? Didn't nobody put it there? Like some of the things in the Bible have been injected. Some Bible verses are injected. Okay? Some are injected, but this is up under the covenant, what I just read, and it's up under the Torah. Next law, law number 403. Not to alter the order of separating the Hebrew offering and the tithes. The separation be in the order of first fruits at the beginning, then the Hebrew offering, then the first tithe, and the last, the second tithe. So let's go to that. Exodus 22:28. Let's get that. Exodus 22:28. I give a God of Israel all the glory tonight. Honor, praise to his holy name. Exodus 22:28. His name is Ahaya. Exodus 22:28. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Next law, law number 404. Who is the rulers of the God of Israel? Who is the rulers of the God of Israel? That would be the prophet, and that would be the priest. Those are the ones that's in charge of the people of the God of Israel, the 12 tribes. The prophet and the priest, Aaron and his sons, they are his ministers forever. So all you bishops and elders and all you people, y'all need to sit down. Sit down, because you'll never, ever be in charge of God's people. You just wannabes. You just certificate wannabe men and women of God. That's what y'all are. You're not up under the Torah. You're not up under the Torah as the leaders of the God of Israel. And I don't see no evangelist. I don't see no apostle. I don't see no bishop. I don't see no elders. None of you people are up under the Torah. So because you're not up under the Torah, you cannot teach the people nothing. Nothing but what you are teaching them, how to serve other gods, how to call on other gods, how to teach the people how to pay tithes out of their little 9-to-5 little checks that they get every week, taking the old lady social security, she got to get 10% out of that. What do she have? Once she pay her bill, little Mother Joe now, and Mother Pearl and all them. Once Mother Pearl pay her little bills out of her Social Security check and her SSI check, what do Mother Pearl have? She don't have nothing. So you false prophets and false leaders are teaching Mother Pearl and Miss Smith now that they need to give you 10% out of their Social Security check and their SSI check. What a shame. What a shame on you leaders. When the God of Israel ain't never told Mother Pearl and Mother Smith to give you no money. And I'm going to prove that tonight. I'm going to prove that tonight. You teaching Mother Pearl and Mother Smith and Sister Joe now and Brother Joe and Billy now that they need to give you money because the law of the land religions. See, the law of the land got, they got a system. Their whole system is set up under the beast. They got all their religions set up to teach the people that they need to give you some money. and the God of Israel have never told the people to give him no money, and he never will, and tithing will never, ever be money. I know the scriptures y'all try to pull out the Bible, because your daddy Pope and the ones that set up your religions, the Masoretes and the Jesuits and all of them that set up your religions, they told you, your Bible theologian colleges taught you to get money out of the people. So let's go. Let's go. Let's go to law number 404. Give me a minute. Celia, could you come here, please? Please. Excuse me, people. Law number 404. To give half a shekel every year to the sanctuary for provision of the public sacrifice. Exodus 30:13. One moment, people. Give me a minute. Brother, could you please go out there and take care of them? Because I'm on the radio and they whispering. Cover them up, please. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, nothing else you can do. Could you take the one that got the growth on his head? Bring him in here, please. I'm sorry about that, people. Give me a minute. I have emergency, something going on right now. But let's go to Exodus 30:13 for law number 404. Exodus 30:13. This they shall give. This they shall give. Talking about the children of Israel. The law was wrote for the children of Israel and the Gentiles if they want to serve the God of Israel. This they shall give everyone that pass among them that are numbered, that are numbered. Let's go up to Exodus 30:12. When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man, a ransom for his soul unto a hire. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. So the God of Israel told Moses and Aaron, when you number the children of Israel, every man had to give a ransom for his soul. Because it was the God of Israel that brought them up out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage from Pharaoh. So the God of Israel wanted the children of Israel, every man, to give him a ransom for his soul. For his soul unto a hire, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. So they had to give a ransom. And I'm going to read in Exodus 30:13 what that ransom was. What that ransom was, okay? And if they didn't give the ransom, the plague would be among them. So let me look up this. Let me look up. I'm reading Exodus 30, verse 12, for law number 404. It's a plague. Hebrew number 5063 for the word plague. It say a trip of the foot, figuratively an infliction of disease. Infliction of disease, plague, stumbling. So if the men did not give a ransom, they would have a plague, which is a disease among them when Moses and Aaron numbered the men of Israel. Give me 1 minute, people.
Be in pain. Okay, I'm gonna mute them.
Okay, people, I'm gonna mute y'all for one moment. I have an emergency. Give me about 5 minutes and I'll be back. Okay, people, I'm back. I had a little emergency that I had to take care of, but I am back. Okay, let's pick it up right where we left off. We're reading law number 404, Exodus 30, verse 13. Okay, and it was talking about the plague. If the children of Israel, the men, didn't get a ransom. Verse 13 of Exodus 30. This they should give everyone that passed among them that are numbered. Half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. And shekel and half shekel shall be the offering of a hire. Okay? So all the men of the children of Israel that had to be numbered, I think it was 20 and up. I think it was 20 and up under the law, had to be numbered for war. For war, because the God of Israel have his own army. When we was in our own land, we had our own army. We had our own army. The Hebrew nation, Hebrew kingdom had their own army. So Moses and Aaron was in charge over the people, telling the people what they had to do. And I told y'all Saturday that Aaron was the priest. Aaron was the priest and his son. That's the only people will ever be over the children of Israel. It would never be a Gentile. It would never be a Gentile. I don't care what they put in the New Testament, the injections that they put in the New Testament, the same people that set up all your theologian colleges and all your religions, the Masoretes and the Jesuits and all them people that wrote your Masoret translated Hebrew King James Version text that you have. I don't care what they put there. It's up under the Torah. It's up under the law. Who is who and what is what. And they can't change it. Even with their injections, they can't change it. They cannot. So a shekel, they had to give a shekel. Everyone had to get a shekel. Okay, a shekel. A shekel is a Hebrew number 8255. But Exodus 3:13, probably a weight used as a commercial standard, a shekel. It was like gold. They didn't have no money and paper and all this stuff that you see up under this beast system, the law of the land money that they have, currency. Currency that they have up under the beast system, Satan's money. They had gold and silver. The children of Israel had gold and silver. They still got gold and silver, but they give you little poor people that ain't got nothing, that don't know nothing and don't understand nothing. They give you the money. They give you the money with all the satanic symbols and the all-seeing eye, the pyramid and all that stuff on it. And they use silver and gold, a lot of them. I'm talking about the big ballers, people. The ransom was a half a shekel for the sanctuary after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. 20 gerahs, okay? That was the name of the money in Israel. Gerahs. 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 That's how you pronounce it in the Hebrew. Gerahs, okay? And that it was after the shekel of the sanctuary. So the sanctuary, I told you, will always be in Jerusalem. It will never be on this side of the world. It will never be on the side of no world. Only in Zion, only in Jerusalem, is the God of Israel going to ever have a sanctuary. So all your sanctuaries and all your ministries and congregations and churches that you have, it is set up under the law of the land. The law of the land set up all your religions and all your sanctuaries and all your traditions and all your doctrines that go along with them. We're talking about tithing tonight and the Hebrew offering. That's what we're talking and teaching on tonight. So, yes, the sanctuary, they had to give that so the plague would not give them a disease. So the plague would not give them a disease. And you people say your sanctuary is belong to God. God is in your church. God is in your ministries. God is in your buildings. See ya. Take him back outside. God is in your men everywhere. No. If God was in your building, if God was in your sanctuary, guess what? You wouldn't have pastors dropping dead right now from COVID-19. The plague is up in the churches. The plague is up in the ministry. So many big pastors have died from COVID-19, bishops, pastors, all kind of people. So let me keep going. Let me keep going. We're with law number 405 now. 405, that a priest, Kohen, who is unclean, shall not eat of the Hebrew offering. Leviticus 22:3-4. Leviticus 22:3-4. Let's go to that. Leviticus, no, just put him back in there where he was. Put him back in there where he was, please. Leviticus, back in there with his friend, okay? Leviticus 22:3-4, people. Let's get that. Let's start at verse 1. Let's start at verse 1. So the God of Israel, the God of Israel, he had a shekel that the children of Israel had to give according to the sanctuary offering to keep the plague out of Israel. Talking about the people, the children of Israel. And Ahio spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name. That they profane not my holy name and those things which they hallow unto me. I am Ahio. Say unto them, whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations, that goeth unto the holy children of Israel, hallow unto Ahio, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from the presence. I am Ahio. Okay, so he told Moses and Aaron to speak to the children of Israel to not to profane the holy, told the priest, say that whosoever ye of all the generations, Leviticus 22:3, your seed among the generations. Speak, Leviticus 22:2. Speak unto Aaron. He told Moses, speak unto Aaron. You cannot separate nothing for the God of Israel. Speak unto Aaron and to his sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel. So Aaron had to separate himself. His sons had to separate themselves from the children of Israel, so they can present the holy things unto the God of Israel. They was not allowed to be unclean. They was not allowed. The only thing they could do was keep the law. They couldn't do nothing else. Next law. Law number 406. That a person. No, wait a minute. Law number 406, that's where I am, people. I'm kind of throwed off because of what happened. That a person who is not a priest or the wife or unmarried daughter of a priest shall not eat of the Hebrew offering. Leviticus 22:10. Let's get that. I think we read that. Let's check and see. No, I don't know. Let's see. Leviticus 22:10. We're talking, teaching on tithing tonight. We're going to get there, people. We are going to get there. 22:10. There should no stranger eat of the holy thing. We read that. Next law. Law number 407. That a sojourner with a priest or his hired servant shall not eat of the Hebrew offering. Leviticus 22:10. We read that. Next law. Law number 408. Not to eat holy things. Something from which the Hebrew offering and tithe have not yet been separated. Leviticus 22:15. So we're going more into tithing right now. We're going to show you tonight what tithing really is according to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and according to his law, the covenant. Leviticus 22:15. And they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto Ahia. They shall not profane. Let's go up to Leviticus 22:14. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwillingly, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy thing of the children of Israel, which they offer unto Ahia. So the children of Israel had holy, they had holy articles, holy vessels that they had to offer unto the God of Israel. And what no one allowed to touch those things but the priest, which is Aaron. But the priest, which is Aaron and his sons. They was not allowed to profane the holy things of the children of Israel. That's how much the God of Israel loved his people, the children of Israel. Whatever belonged to them, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to touch it. So guess what? I ain't going to even go there. I'm going to keep going. Law number 409. To set apart the tithe produce, one-tenth of the produce after taking out the Hebrew offering for the Levites, Leviticus 27:30, Numbers 18:24. We're going into tithing now. We're going into tithing, the tenth. And if you can show me something other than what the covenant and the Torah is teaching about something, please feel free to come on here and show it to me, so we can help the people to understand what tithing really is all about. So let's get Leviticus 27:30 concerning tithing now. Concerning tithing. Let's start at Leviticus 22:30. On the same day it shall be eaten. On the same day it shall be eaten up, you shall leave none of it until, Leviticus 27. I'm in Leviticus 22. It's Leviticus 27:30. Let me get my mind back clear, people, on what I'm doing. Leviticus 27:30. Talking about tithing tonight. And all the tithe of the land whether of the seed, S-E-E-D, of the land or of the fruit of the tree is a highest. It is holy unto a higher. All the tithe. And when you look up the word tithe right here, it's a Hebrew number 4643, for law number 409, Leviticus 27:30. It's a tenth, especially a tithe, a tenth. A tenth, okay? And all the tithe of the land, what land? Jerusalem, Canaan. When the children of Israel left the wilderness, they had to go to Canaan. They had to go to the promised land and plant fruit trees and vineyards and olive trees and corn and all kind of fruits and vegetables that the God and grain that the God of Israel wanted them to plant so they can have their own food and they don't have to depend on no one to give them nothing. See, you people have been so bewitched and you've been so deceived and you've been taught so very wrong about tithing. And that's why you people don't got no food. You got to go to the grocery store. And you got to work yourself like a Hebrew slave and like a Gentile dog to keep some food on your table. When the God of Israel had already made a perfect, perfect plan that you will never be hungry, that you will never have to depend on nobody to feed you like you depend on the law of the land right now, the government, and their grocery stores, and their food stamp system, and their government assistance, their soup kitchens that they got set up. They soup kitchens and places you can go where you can get free food. All that is up under the law of this land. The governments of these lands and these countries, they set all of that up under the beast system. All of that is set up so you can go against the God of Israel and follow the law of the land. The God of Israel had already set a perfectly beautiful plan and order and ordinances for the children of Israel that they will never, ever be hungry. That they will never, ever be hungry and have to depend on somebody else to get them some food. Leviticus 27:29. Tithing is food, and it always will be. And again, can't nobody change that, not even your daddy the Pope and the government. They can't change that. All they can do is deceive you people through their religious institutions that they got set up, deceive you people to teach you that tithing is something other than food, when the Bible clearly states and show you people what tithing is. None devote which shall be devoted of men shall be redeemed. No, I'm right here, Leviticus 27:30. And all the tithes of the land, whether of seed, S-E-E-D, that's a seed that you dig a hole in the ground. I ain't talking about no seed. See, the Christian church will use this scripture and talking about a seed, which is money. That's what they'll do. They'll take this word and try to use it and say, You need to sow a seed, or you need to plant a seed, or you need to sow a seed. You need to sow $100 seed. You need to sow $1,000 seed. You need to sow $5,000 seed so God can bless you. False teaching. Whether of seed Hebrew number 2:2-3:3 seed figuratively few plant sowing time. Talking about sowing a seed for a fruit tree or a plant or a vegetable. A seed of the land or the fruit of the tree is a hire. That's why it's so important that we, the children of Israel, have our own food. Because the God of Israel told us right here in Leviticus 27 that when you plant your seed and when you plant your trees, your fruit, it will be a hire. It is the God of Israel. It belongs to him. You working for him. You plant the tree for him. You sow the seed in the ground for him. And for yourselves. It is a hire. It is holy unto a hire. Do y'all people see that? Do y'all people see that tonight is holy? That's how important it is for you people to sow a seed in the ground, in the earth, for the God of Israel, and plant a tree. Because you worship him when you do that. You glorify him when you do that. You magnify him when you do that. It is holy unto a higher. Y'all people ain't giving a higher nothing. The God of Israel, he don't want your money. He don't want your money. He don't need your money. All he wants is the children of Israel to give him was some fruits and vegetables and herbs. He ain't never asked the children of Israel for no money. No tithes. It's holy unto him. It's a sacrifice unto the God of Israel. When you sow the seed in the ground, when they got to Canaan, they had to sow it. They had to plant the fruit tree, the grape tree, and the olive tree, and the fig tree, and all them trees. Next Bible verse for law number 409. It is holy, not your money. Your money is cursed. That's why the people keep paying these leaders, giving these pastors and these bishops and the elders all their money, and they ain't getting nowhere. The God of Israel is not going to respond to you paying some leaders some money to get healed from cancer, to get healed from sugar diabetes, to get healed from lung disease and prostate cancer. You cannot pay out of Israel no money through no leader to heal you. False doctrine. The only thing you can do is what the God of Israel told you to do. To get your blessing. To get your healing. He told the children of Israel, when you get to Canaan, when you get to Jerusalem, sow the seed in the earth, because it is holy unto me. That's how you're going to reverence me. That's how you're going to bless me, Israel, for all that I have done for you, leading you out of Egypt from the house of bondage. That's how you're going to show me, Israel, that you appreciate what I did when I brought you up out of Egypt. Sow the trees. Put the seed in the ground. It is holy unto me. Y'all wonder why the God of Israel is killing folks? You wonder why? You have not gave the God of Israel a offering. You have not gave the God of Israel a offering. You have not planted a seed or nothing for him. Numbers chapter 18:24, for law number 409, still talking about tithe. You don't know how important it is to put the seed in the ground. You don't know how important it is to have the fruit tree. You don't know how important it is. And guess what? You can't plant it here, not for Ahia, not for the God of Israel, not for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He don't want no fruit trees on this side of the earth. He don't want no fruit. It cannot be holy unto him on this side of the earth. Because you in slavery and you in captivity. The children of Israel had to leave Egypt. They had to leave bondage in order to sow the fruit trees for the God of Israel. As long as you over here under the hands of pharaohs and your slave masters that set up all your religions and traditions and rules and orders and laws, long as you are over here, Israel, Gentile, you cannot plant the tree for hire. You must be in Jerusalem. You must be in Canaan. You must be in the promised land, or he will not accept it. And that's why he's going to restore the Hebrew kingdom. He's going to send us back to our own land. He's going to send us back to our own grounds. And we're going to do it all over again, the remnant, the way he want it to be done. This is the last and final generation. There will be no more generations after this one. The kingdom will come on Mount Zion, the new Jerusalem. So let's go. Numbers 18:24. Numbers 18. We're teaching on tithing tonight. I got some Bible verses and all that I want to bring out personally myself. Numbers 18:24. But the tithes, but the tithes of the children of Israel. See, he ain't talking about no tithes or no Gentiles. Your Christian churches, everybody say they are Gentiles. From the pastor to the deacon to the elder to the members, everybody are Gentiles. And guess what? The law of the land set it up that way, that everybody believe and think that they are Gentiles. But the God of Israel ain't never called the children of Israel a Gentile. They are Israel. But the tithes, which is a tenth, ties with a S. So it's more than money. Money is just one thing. Ties with a S mean it was more than one tie. You had tied of the fruit trees. You had tied of the vegetables. You had tied of the grain. All kind of ties for the God of Israel. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer, that cancel you Gentiles out, what y'all teaching the people right now in these satanic churches y'all got set up. He is talking about the tithes of the children of Israel. He ain't talking about no tithes of no Gentile. What scripture is that? What scripture is that in the Bible that tell a Gentile to pay some tithes? I would like to know, what scripture is that? Not a one. Not a one. Because the God of Israel don't want nothing from no Gentile. The only thing he ever wanted was from Israel, his beloved, his wife, his bride. That's the only thing he wants. He don't want nothing from no Gentile. So y'all people are totally out of order. Totally out of order. And your little dumb leaders, yeah, I rebuke you leaders. I rebuke leaders. The God of Israel rebuke you. You totally out of order. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're teaching the people. All you know, you're following the protocol of your religious order that was set up by your government. That's all you know. And your theologian colleges that your government set up. But the tithes, I'm reading Numbers 18:24. But the tithes of the children of Israel, I don't see no Gentile. Sit down, Gentiles. Sit down, Gentiles. You're not under the covenant. You're not under the law. You're not under the God of Israel. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto Ahiah, I have given to the Levites. Yeah, the priests, Haiti in the earth. I have given to the Levites to inherit thereof. I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. So the children of Israel tied in. Had to go to the priests, the heave offering. The heave offering of the children of Israel had to go to the priests, the Levites, the Levitical priests, not no Gentile, not no Judah, not no Porter, not nobody but the Levites, the heave offering. You know what that said in the Hebrew? Hebrew number 8641 for heave offering. Numbers 18:24 for law number 409. Heave offering. A present. A present as offered up, especially in sacrifice or as tribute, gift, heave offering. Shoulder, oblation, offering, shoulder of the animal, shoulder of the beast went to the priest, Aaron and his sons, not to you Gentiles. So what tithing is you talking about? It's money. You're not a priest, number one. You're not a Hebrew, number two, bishop, pastor, apostle, doctor. You're not a Hebrew. You're not a Levite. So where do you fit in all of this? Where do you fit in all of this? Where do you fit in the Bible? Where do you fit in the Torah, Gentile? Where do you fit in? Nowhere. Nowhere. Not up under the law. You only have a few little laws that the God of Israel put in the Torah for you Gentiles. You cannot receive the tithing. If it was money, you can't receive it because you're a Gentile. If the tithe was money, still couldn't receive it because you say you're a Gentile. Only the children of Israel, only a Levite can receive the tithing of the children of Israel. You are off, man. You are off. Off. You got these little dumb little sheep. Been sitting in a church 20 years and ain't never read the Bible. Never read the Bible. And when they read it, they don't know what it's talking about. Because they too indoctrinated with your religion. And with your doctrine of man. Next scripture. It is an inheritance for the Levite. The tithes of the heave offering. It was a shoulder, a part of the beast. They had to wave it to the God of Israel. Aaron had to prepare the sacrifice and all of that. The children of Israel gave it to them. Next law, Pete. Talking about tithing tonight. Law number 410. 410 to tithe cattle. I don't see no money on this paper, Pete. To tithe cattle. Leviticus 27:32. Let's get that. Let's get that. Poor little Lulu now. Poor little Lulu. She got to take her last $100 that she got to feed her babies with. She ain't got no more money. She ain't got no food. She ain't got nothing. Little Lulu now. And Sierra and all of them. And Sister Willis and Sister Maymay now. They got to take their last $100 and give it to you fake leaders. And they ain't got no food in their house. Oh, well, I'm just going to trust God because my bishop told me if I sow this $100 seed, if I sow this $100 seed, God going to bless me. He going to heal me next week. He going to heal my chemotherapy. Yes, I'm going to give it to the, I'm going to sow this $100 seed. I got faith. I believe you done sold a lot of $100 seeds, Lulu. Maymay, haven't got healed yet. Guess what? Because the God of Israel ain't never told you to give no $100 seed. Money is not a seed, dummies. Money is not a seed. Get that through your thick skulls that money is not a seed. Money is a currency. Money is a currency. It is not a seed. The God of Israel don't call it a seed. He call it money, just what it is. Numbers. Where we at? Law number 410, to tithe cattle. Leviticus 27:32. I got to go back, people. I got to go back to, I don't know if I did Numbers 18:24. Let me go check. Yes. Our next one is law number 410 to tie cattle, Leviticus 27:32. Let's get that. Let me help y'all tonight. Y'all need some serious help, people. Charlie, you need some son of serious help. Woo, my God, Father. Father God. Woo, what's going on up in here? Oh, my God. These people have twisted the Bible all the way around. Woo, my God. 27:32. Come on. I got some more scriptures I got to cover tonight. 27:32. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, even of whatsoever, pass it under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Ahiah. Concerning the tithe now of the herd. What is a herd? A cow, a bull. Concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, the lamb or the goats, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod. The tenth, only a tenth, Israel. I don't want all your goats. I don't want all your cows. I don't want all your sheep. I only want a tenth of your animals. And he specifically, the God of Israel, specifically named those animals out that he wants. Because he don't eat all kind of animals and all kind of stuff, pork and all that stuff. He don't eat all of that. He don't want that. He specifically told the children of Israel what animals he wants, how they got to fix it and prepare it for him, how he wants them to cook it for him. Levite had to prepare the sacrifice for the God of Israel. No, it's not money, people, and it never will be. It is flocks and herds, and it's holy. The tenth shall be holy unto Ahiah. What sacrifice? It's the law of the land teaching you people to give to the God that put you in this earth. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You don't have a sacrifice. You don't have a sacrifice. Gentiles, Hebrews, you don't have a sacrifice for the God of Israel. And that's why he's so angry in this earth when he told you people what he want, how he want, when he want it. Next law. Law number 411. Not to sell the tithe of the herd. Leviticus 27:32-33. We read Leviticus 27:32. We're going to go to 33 verse now of Leviticus 27 for law number 411, not to sell the tithe of the herd. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. You cannot sell the tenth that belong to the God of Israel. Hebrews. Our ancestors wasn't allowed to do that when they was living in Jerusalem. That's why they got kicked out and got scattered all across the world. Yeah, that's where they at. Scattered all across the world, the children of Israel. Why? because they wanted to take the that Ahiah said he wanted of the goats and the sheep and the lamb and the fruit trees and the plants and the herbs and the fruits and the vessels. They wanted to take it and do what they wanted to do with it. And they began to defile themselves. The tenth is holy unto Ahiah. Y'all don't even know the God of Israel. You don't even know the real God. Know his name, not Jehovah. That's not the real God. No, his name is not Jesus. You don't know him. His name is not Yah. You don't know the real God. So because you don't know him, you don't know him. He don't want no money. He want food. He want food, people. He is a God. He is a God. You have to appease the God. He don't want money. He want food. He want wine. Drink offerings. He's a God. Can't give him no money, Matt. You people have cursed yourselves. And that's why you have that. You don't curse yourself so much, so many times. Listen to the fake leaders. Next law. Law number 412. That the Levites shall set apart a tenth of the tithes which they had received from the Israelites and give it to the priests. Call the Hebrew offering of the tithes. Numbers 18:26. Let's get that. Let's get that. Come on, people. Let me show y'all something. Numbers 18:26, people. Yeah, I can take you to the New Testament, whatever testament you want to go to and show you your era. Yeah, I can take you there too, because I can hear a lot of you people talking right now. Oh, yeah, that sister, she just in the Old Testament. We need to go to the... Yeah, I could take you there, too, and show you that tithe is not money. It's food. It is F-O-O-D. A tenth of the food belonged to the God of Israel, and it's holy. And that's what Aaron had to set aside and prepare as a sacrifice on the golden altar behind the veil for the God of Israel. He only wanted a tenth. And the children of Israel had plenty. They had plenty of food. They were never hungry. Like you people are hungry, ain't got nothing. We ain't got no food. Our refrigerator empty, man. Hungry. But you study again, Bishop Jakes and Juanita Biden and crap throwing them all that money that you get. Oh, I got to give them a tenth out of my little check that I got Friday. I got to make sure I put the church money to the side, because the pastor said I got to be faithful to the church. I got to pay the church and be faithful so God can bless me. I got to make sure I take my tithing out. Y'all people been doing that for 50 years and still ain't got nowhere. Why? Because it's not of the God of Israel. Come on. Let's go. Law number 412. Numbers 18:26. Numbers 18:26. Thus speak unto the Levites and say unto them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes, tithes mean tenth, which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up an heave offering of it to Ahiah, even a tenth part of the tithe. So the children of Israel had to give Levite, and then the Levite had to take the tenth that he gave and take a tenth that he had, Aaron and his sons, and give a tenth of what he had to the God of Israel. That's how that works. That is the Levitical priesthood, the order of the sacrifice, the order of the tithing or tithes. Next law. Law number 413. Get away from behind me. Come on, baby. Get down, boo-boo. Law number 413. Not to eat the second tithe of cereals outside of Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 12:17. Let's get that. Come on, people. Let me show y'all something. Deuteronomy 12:17. Because your bishop's going to send y'all to hell. And them doctors and them lords, them doctors and apostles and all that, they're going to send you people to hell right along with them. Deuteronomy 12:17. Yeah, that's where you're going. Yes, that's where you're going, people. Because you can't go with the God of Israel because you are defiled and you wicked and you evil for the things that you are doing, fallen man, when he told you not to ever, 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 ever listen to man and never follow man and never do what a man tell you. I am your God, Israel. Do what I say. Deuteronomy 12:17. Thou mayest not eat with thy gates. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithing of thy corn. What did I just tell y'all, people? It is food. It is corn. It is grain. It is produce. It is spinach. It is vegetables, cabbage, all of that. All of that. Ginger. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithing of thy corn or of thy wine. Vineyards. When they got to Canaan, they had to plant vineyards for the God of Israel and give him a tenth. Ain't no scripture in the Bible that say give no Gentile no tenth or give no apostle no tenth. Or get no prophet, no tenth. Or get no pastor, no tenth. There's not a scripture for that. I need somebody to give me one. Or get no elder, a tenth. Please give me the scripture. The tithing of thy corn or of thy wine. Oh, you can't drink. That's a sin to drink. That's what your wicked leaders teach you. It's a sin. You go to hell if you drink. Are you people nuts, man? When all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation and his son and the heavenly host, drunk wine on the Sabbath day or whenever they wanted it. Of thy wine and of thy oil, in the firstling of thy herds or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows with thy vows, nor thy freewill offering or he offering of thy hand. But thou must eat them before Ahiah thy God, in the place which Ahiah thy God shall choose, thy and thy sons and thy daughters and thy man service and thy maid service and the Levites that is when in thy gates, and thou shalt rejoice, and thou shalt rejoice, Israel, and thou shalt rejoice before Ahiah thy God in all that thou puttest thy hands unto. All that the children of Israel used their hands to do was to plant seeds, was to take care of the cattle, take care of the goats, take care of the sheep, take care of the flocks, take care of the herds. That's all the works of their hand. See what you people doing right now? Y'all using your hands to go work for some man. Let me say it again. Y'all using your hands to go work for some man on your government corporations and jobs. And that's why you're not getting nowhere. Because the God of Israel told the children of Israel and the Gentiles, if they want to follow the God of Israel, your works of your hand is to take care of my vineyards so I can get my drink offering on the Sabbath day, me and the heavenly host, the Holy Spirit, the Son of God and the holy angels on the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, we can celebrate in heaven with fresh wine, new wine, sweet wine. Use your hand to plant your olive trees. Use your hands, Israel, to take care of your herds and your flocks. You must eat it, Israel, in the place that Ahiah shall choose. What place did he choose? That's why I tell you people, I believe in the God of Israel. But I cannot plant him no olive tree on this side of the earth. I cannot plant him no grape tree on this side of the earth. I cannot get no goats and sheep for him on this side of the earth. Yes, I can reverence him as he created them, but he don't want them. It has to be in the place that he chooses, and that's Canaan. That's Jerusalem. He never chose no other place. And if he did, I want you to come on this broadcast and show me that, because I know he did. You must eat it within thy gates, Levite. You must eat it, Aaron, and your sons, and the Levites, your brethren, within the gates of Jerusalem. Tenth. Next law. Law number 414. Not to consume the second tithe of the vintage outside of Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 12:17. I read that. You must not eat the grape tree outside of Jerusalem, Canaan. I can't build it over here in Babylon. I can't build it over there in Europe. Plant it over there in Europe, in Brazil, in Haiti, in Las Vegas, in Alabama. It must be in Jerusalem. The tithe, the tenth, is holy unto Ahiah. Rejoice, Israel. Rejoice before your God for the works of your hands. Next law. Law number 415. I'm going to take it all the way down, people, because I'm running out of time. And I have a couple more things I want to say. I'm going to take it all the way down here to law number 418, and we're going to pick it up Saturday at law number 419. Right now, we're at law number 416, not to forsake the Levites, Deuteronomy 12:19, but their gifts due should be given to them, so that they might rejoice therewith on each and every festival. Forsake the Levites. And that's exactly what you people have done. You want to be the new Levites and the new priests and the new ministers. When the God of Israel told you not to forsake the Levites. Who is the Levites? Haiti. The Haitians. Everybody forsaking the Haiti. Everybody's forsaking Haiti. even the Hebrew Israelites that know that the Haitians are the Levites. They are forsaking them. Next law, that's Deuteronomy 12:19. All of this is up under the law, the Torah. Deuteronomy, I'm sorry, law number 4:17. To set apart the second tithe and the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the sabbatical cycle to be eaten by its owners in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 14:22. Let's get that. Deuteronomy 14:22, people. Come on. Still talking about tithes. Still talking about the priests. Deuteronomy 4:22. Tithes. Thou shalt truly tithe. Look what Ahio told the children of Israel. Thou shalt truly tithe all thy increase of thy seed. Seed, it's not money. Thou shalt truly tithe. Of all thy increase of thy seed. It didn't say all thy increase of your money. What your satanic, wicked, evil leaders are teaching y'all people. All the increase of thy seed, Israel, that the field, I'm reading Deuteronomy 14:22, for law number. For 17, thou shalt surely truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bring forth year by year. That the field bring forth year by year. Not your job. Not your job, people. Not Ford Motor Company. Not your nurse job, your teacher job, none of your jobs. You shall surely tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bring forth. The field, the ground, bring forth the tithe. You must truly tithe, Israel. You got to plant the seed in the earth. You got to plant the seed in the ground for the God of Israel. So he can get his tenth in the field shall bring forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Ahio thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name. And there will only be Jerusalem. You cannot eat the tithe. You cannot eat the increase of the field outside of Jerusalem. Thou shalt eat before Ahio thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name. Wow, people. Wow. There's no other place that he put his name but in Jerusalem. And in the holy mountain Zion. There the tithe, look and say, there the tithe of thy corn and of thy wine, there it go again, and of thy oil and the firstling of thy herds and of thy flocks that thou mayest learn to fear Ahio thy God always. This is the only thing, Hebrews and Gentiles, that's going to teach you to fear Ahio, our God, always. You must plant the seed, corn, and your wine, and your oil, and your herds, and your flocks, that you may learn. That's why don't nobody fear the God of Israel. Because you don't know that God, for number one, and you ain't trying to know him. You're too arrogant. You got a stick up in your ass. You're not trying to know him. You don't want to know him. You can care less about him. That you may learn to fear a higher always. That's why it's so important to put the seed in the ground and have your own food. That's why it's so important to have your own cattle and cows and goats. On this side of earth, while you in slavery and bondage to Pharaoh and Egypt all over again, the only thing we can do is have our own food. But we can't give a higher a tenth because he won't accept it. The only thing we can do is have our own cattle to try to feed ourselves like he told us to do. Let me go down to the last one. Last one, I'm going to stop right there, people. Law number 418. To set apart the second tithing, first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the sabbatical cycle to be eaten by its owner in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 14:22, I read that. Law number 419. We're going to stop right here, people. We are going to stop right here. To give to the priests the due portions of the carcasses of the cattle. Deuteronomy 18:3. Let's get that. We're going to stop right here, and we're going to make a part two about the tithing Saturday, the Sabbath day. We're going to make a part two about tithing because the God of Israel is not finished with this one. This is a deep, 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 deep message or teaching that must be presented to the children of Israel. I told y'all people, when the God of Israel get finished with using me to set the law in order, to establish the law in the earth, y'all people won't have a leg to stand on. Believe me. It doesn't matter if you don't listen. It don't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't want to hear it. But it have been. Let's go to Deuteronomy 18:3. But law number 418, I'm going to have to make a part two because I have scriptures, I have articles that I need to read. The likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground. Excuse me. 18:3. Deuteronomy 18:3. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong one, people. Deuteronomy 18:3. I had a brother to call me today. Well, I called him. I called him today and asked him how he was doing. Deuteronomy 18:3. And this shall be the priest do from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, which is tithe, food, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder. What I told you earlier, I read that when I was looking at the Hebrew number and the definition for that. That you should give the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. The first fruit, Deuteronomy 18:4, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the first of thy fleece, of thy sheep shall thou give him. For higher thy God have chosen him, the priest, the Levite, not Judah, not no white man, not no agent, not Joel Osteen, not none of them. For a higher thy God had chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of Ahiah, him and his sons forever. Stop right there. I'm going to pick it up Saturday right here at law number 420. Still talking and teaching about tithing, part two, Saturday. I have a few scriptures I want to read. Let me read my article, and then I'm going to tell you about the brother I talked to today. It says, tithing, the meaning of tithing. Tithing, I'm just looking up a definition for the word tithe. The tithe is specifically mentioned in the book of Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The first tithe is given of one-tenth of agriculture produce. One-tenth of agricultural produce after the giving of the standard of the Hebrew offering to the Levites or the Aaronic priests. Historically, during the first temple period, the first tithe was given to the Levites, not to no Gentile, and not to no Negro Judah, and not to no agent, and not to no white man, and not to no man. So you see, all that you are teaching the people about tithing is a lie. Just to manipulate people, just to use people, just to get wealthy and rich off of people. I'm not going to even say God's people. Because if they was God's people, they wouldn't be listening to you. Let me say that again. And I say that prophetically with a word of wisdom. If they was God's people, they wouldn't be listening to you false, fake, hypocrite leaders. So no, they're not God's people. No, not at all. They belong to you. They are your slaves, preachers, pastors, elders. They are your servants. They are not the servants of the God of Israel. They don't belong. He gave them to you. Do whatever you want to do. That's why they so bewitched. That's why they so confused. That's why they believe everything that you tell them and not nothing that the Bible tell them or say for them to do. Why? Because they belong to you. The God of Israel gave them over to you. That's in the book of Galatians. They rather believe a lie rather than the truth. The God have gave them strong delusion. They don't belong to him. They belong to the law of this land. They belong to the beast. And that's why they getting vaccines and all the rest of the stuff that the government telling them to do. Because they belong to the government. And they also belong to Satan, and they also belong to you lying, false leaders. They don't belong to the God of Israel. The God of Israel, people have an ear They can hear. They have eyes to see. They can see. They have a heart to understand. They can understand. They ain't going to believe no lie. They ain't going to believe the fairy tale, delusional teaching that you give them about tithing, talking about his money, and it's nowhere in the Bible at all. The brother, I talked to the brother. This Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha. I called him. Let me just testify to y'all about how very, very lost we are as a people. Because guess what? We spend all our life and all our time doing what the God of Israel have told us not to do. So I said, hey, brother, how you doing? How you doing, bro? I'm in overtime now, people. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to the scriptures, maybe one or two of them. I said, how you doing, brother? He used to be a police officer. He used to be a police officer. I know people all over the world, everywhere. I travel. This brother, he live in Mexico. And I called him. And I said, how you doing? How the family doing? He said, you know what? I'm not doing good. You know, he used to be a police officer. You know, and when he, you know, I've been ministered to him. You know, I baptized him and his whole family and all of that. Okay? I've been ministering, trying to teach them about the God of Israel. And when he got baptized, I told him, you don't need to be no police officer because the God of Israel don't want you to be no police officer. He never told us to work for nobody but him. So I said, no, the God of Israel don't want you to be no police officer, man. Don't do it. He went on and did it anyway. Saying he needed the money. He needed the money to buy food and all of that. And he ended up falling out a mango tree because in Mexico they got all kind of trees and fruits and herbs and all kind of stuff that naturally grow there. Bananas. You can just walk down the street and pick bananas off a tree. Mangoes or whatever you want. Limes. So he tried to get up and, you know, he didn't have no food, but he a police officer. You know, in Mexico, they don't pay that much money. But guess what? Even in America, being a police officer, you still run out of food. So what that got to do with anything? The thing is what I'm trying to say to you people right now. So he fell out the mango tree, cracked his knee or something. And he was limping, you know, and he's still limping today, but he able to walk. Thank the God of Israel for that. But I talked to him today, and I said, how you doing? He said, you know what? I ain't got no money to pay my rent. I don't have no money to pay my rent. I barely got enough food left for 2 days. See what I'm saying, people? The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, have already showed us and told us and wrote it down. Wrote it down. Matter of fact, he told Moses to write it down in a book. And we have that book, the Bible, or the Hebrew scrolls back then. He already told us what we have to do. Why do the brother got to pay rent? Because he's following the law of the land. The law of the land teaches you and me and everybody else that you need to go to work and go to a real estate office or bank and take out a loan and buy you a house. Or go take the money from your job and go rent you a house. The God of Israel ain't never told us that. He never told us to rent no house from nobody. The children of Israel ain't never rent no house from nobody. They built their own houses. You see how very, very lost and destroyed you people are. He ain't never told you to rent no house from nobody. The way you have been taught through the system. So right now the brother ain't even got no money to pay his rent. Because he lost his job as a police officer. They lied on him and said he was doing drugs. He went to take the test. You know, you got to take the test every year to see if you got drugs and stuff in your system to be a police officer. He went to take the test, and the test came back that he got drugs. I know 100% that this brother don't do no drugs. They lied to get rid of him. But see, he put all his trust and all his time and all his confidence in a man and in the government. Went to work for the government. And look what they did to him. Look how they treated him. When I told the brother 3-4 years ago that the God of Israel don't want him working for man, and the God of Israel don't want him working for no government and no police and nothing else. He wants you working for him. So he said, nah, sister, I ain't got no money to pay my rent. All he had to do is go to the forest or go to the woods. Mexico got a lot of woods, a lot of forests. They got bamboo trees. They got all kind of wood, Matt. All kind of wood, oak wood, whatever kind of wood you want. You can go in the jungle or the forest and cut it down. And ain't nobody going to say nothing to you about cutting it down. But because the brother been so conditioned to the order of this world, of this land, so conditioned. He said, you know, I ain't got no money to pay my rent. And, you know, and then he said, I got enough food for 2 days. When the God of Israel say, and this brother been in church, he was raised in the church. He was raised a Christian. Now he called himself believing in the God of Israel higher. But he still don't read the Bible. He still don't study the Bible. He's still not doing what the God of Israel want him to do to receive truth and understanding and knowledge. He was too busy being a police officer, and they kicked him to the curb. Now he ain't got no money to pay his rent and no food. Well, he should have been doing what the God of Israel told him to do through me years ago. I said, bro, don't worry about being no police and working for nobody. Come on, bro. Get a land. Get a land and have your own food, man. Plant your own food. You're going to need it, bro. You're going to need it. And he know how to plant food and all of that. Take care of animals and cows and goats and all that. He was raised on a farm. But see, bro, see, sis, this is what happened. When we don't follow the God of Israel, Ahia, and do what he say, there is serious, serious consequences. Right now, he about to get kicked out of his house. Why? Because he can't pay the rent. All he have to do is go in the wood and build his own house. That's what the children of Israel did when they got to Canaan. They had houses and stuff already built, All they had to do was kill all the Canaanites. They didn't want to do that. So, yeah, I'm just testifying that the God of Israel say, Ty, use your hands to plant your food. And he didn't do it. And right now today, he hungry. And right now today, he broke and ain't got no money and nowhere to stay. Him and his family and his three kids and his wife. See, people, do y'all understand what y'all are doing is killing your own selves? Now, I wanted to share that. Important for you to have your own food, like the God of Israel told you. You can't give him a tenth because you're not in Jerusalem. But it's still important because the God of Israel don't want you depending on nobody to feed you, to give you a place to stay, to give you no clothes, to give you nothing. And that's how Abraham got his wealth. Our father Abraham got his wealth from having a lot of cattle and sheep and goats and produce and corn and grain. And he had wells everywhere. His own water. Why you think these white folks so rich? They sell y'all bottles of water every day. Your house loaded with bottles of water. Abraham didn't have to do that. He had his own water. I'm going to pick it up right here. I'm going to pick it up right here. I'm going to read to you. I think I'm going to hold those. But let me say this to you people. They about to cut me off in a minute. Let me say this to you. Your churches, your religions and your tradition teach you to pay 10% of your income. It is not scripture and it's not biblical at all. From Genesis to Revelation, you cannot find one scripture in the Bible, not one now. And I'm going to come with that. Okay, let me go to the one, the Christian church uses just to close this out, but I'm coming back with part two Saturday. Let's go to Malachi 3:8. Let's go to that. That's the famous one that they use. Let's go to that, people. Come on. Malachi 3:8. This is the one they taught me when I was a pastor. When I was a pastor, my bishops and elders taught me this one. Malachi 3:8. It says, Father God, have mercy on us. We in some serious trouble, people. It says, look what it say. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And look what the God of Israel say. And tithes and offering. Yeah, you have robbed the God of Israel. Because you people are not giving him a tenth what he told you to give him up under the law. This ain't got nothing to do with money. This Bible verse don't have to do with money. If I precept it, it's going to take me back to Leviticus and Deuteronomy and all the rest of it. Tithes is food, produce, agriculture. You have robbed me, Hebrews. You have robbed me, Israel. You have robbed me, Gentiles. I don't want your money. I want my food. I want my food. I want my food that I told you to give me. You have robbed me. You have took what I told you to give me. So you could bless me, feel like I'm your God, and make me feel like I'm important to you. I told you to take your hand and plant the seed. Give me corn. Give me wine. Give me oil. I need the oil so I can cook my goats and my sheep and my cattle. I need the olive oil so Aaron can sprinkle it. I need my frankincense, my herbs, my myrrh, my garlic, my onions. I need it. I want it. I told you this belongs to me. I never told you to give me no money. Yes, you have robbed me with tithes and offering. You are cursed. You are cursed, people. And that's why you people are dead and dying with all kind of diseases and mental illness and sickness. You are cursed. You and your children, because you're teaching your children to do the same thing that your beast system and the law of the land have taught you to do. And your law of the land religions. You are cursed, people. Cursed with a curse. And all those curses that you are cursed with are in Deuteronomy 28. Go back and read them and see that you will see yourself right up in there. You're going to see your diabetes in there. You're going to see your high blood pressure in there. You're going to see your arthritis in there. You're going to see your heart disease in there. You're going to see your mental illness in there. You're going to see your anxiety in there. You're going to see your depression in there. You're going to see your madness in there. You are cursed, for ye have robbed me, even the whole nation. All the 12 tribes of Israel robbed the God of Israel. And that's why he kicked them out of Canaan. And that's why he is killing y'all people today with COVID-19. Because you are cursed with a curse. Because you have robbed me of my tithes and my offerings. Malachi 3:10. Bring you all the tithes. Look what the God of Israel told the children of Israel. Bring me all the tithes that I told you, Hebrews, that I want. Bring them to me. Bring them into my storehouse. It's not a church house. It's not apostolic faith. It's not a Pentecostal church. It's not a church of God in Christ. It's not a GOCC and an IPE church. My storehouse is my chambers where I store, where I told the children of Israel, your ancestors, to store all my tithes. you curse with a curse? Can your leaders deliver you from the curse? Can your leaders deliver you from Deuteronomy 28? I told you I was going to curse you. If you don't obey me, if you don't do what I say, I told you that I was going to curse you people. Your line leaders, your line prophets have told you people that mine tithe is money, that you need to take it to their satanic temples that they call churches. No, Israel. It is my storehouse. Back in ancient times, it says right here, Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes, the corn, the oil, the fruits, the olives, into the storehouse. Storehouse is Hebrew number 214, a depository. Don't say nothing about no church. A depository where you store my tithes, my 10%, and your food, that you will not go hungry, that you will eat and live. Israel, you hungry because you have not obeyed me and did what I told you to do. You gotta go work. You gotta go work. You gotta go work like a Hebrew slave for Pharaoh, the same Pharaoh that I killed and brought you out of bondage from the house of Egypt. That same Pharaoh. You people are working for him today and not for me. A depository for storehouse, Malachi 3:10. Get up out of here, bishop. Get up out of here, pastor. Get up out of here, elder. The God of Israel gonna kill y'all. If y'all keep playing with me, I'm gonna kill y'all people. Thus said my name is Ahiah, a depositor. Thank you, God of Israel. I give you the glory tonight, Father. Whatever you want me to say, whatever you want me to say, God of Israel. Whatever you want me to say, God of Israel, I give it to you tonight. I give it to your people tonight. Storehouse. A depository. Armory. Cellar. Cellar. It's no church. It's no church. So them lying leaders get up there and say, bring it to the church storehouse, a treasury, that there may be meat. Meat. Do y'all know what meat is? Your bishops and your elders say, meat is money right here. That it may be meat in my house. Hebrew 2:9-4 for meat, something torn. That is fragment, especially a fresh leaf. A fresh leaf, pray, food, leaf, meat, pray, fall. No money is nowhere in this scripture at all. And you cannot use that. T.D. Jakes, Craft O'Dollar, Joe Osteen, Paula White, Joyce Myers, Benny Hinn. Y'all have used this to get wealthy, this scripture. To get wealthy. You would die. You would die and go to hell with your wealth. Calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Calling on the God of Israel to save you from the pit of hell. That it may be meat in my house. And prove me now, herewith say a higher host, if I would not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you should not have room enough. You got to give him his tenth. You got to give him his food. You got to give him his produce. You got to give him his corn. And he will open up the window of heaven, a portal, and pull out a blessing on you Hebrews and Gentiles. That you ain't got enough room to hold. It shows right here that your leaders have taught false teaching to you because you've been studying money. Every time you get your paycheck on your job, you give them money, and you still haven't got that window open from heaven yet that will pull you out a blessing that you ain't got enough room to hold. You know who getting that blessing? T.D. Jakes. And all the rest of your satanic leaders, they getting a blessing out of you. That's why they can drive private jets. They stay in mansions. But see, that blessing is not coming from the God of Israel. That blessing is coming from their God, Satan. Because they teaching a satanic doctrine about tithing and everything else they teach. Let me get the next scripture that they use. The next scripture they use is Hebrews chapter 7, talking about Melchizedek. Let's get that. Hebrews 7. Let's go to the New Testament now. Let's go. Oh, yeah, if I precept this, storehouse, it says 1 Chronicles 26, 24, Malachi 3:10. Bring the tithes in the storehouse. It says, and of the Levites, Ajah was over the treasure of the house of God. Over the treasures. Those are the chambers where they put the food at for the God of Israel, his tithe. And over the treasures of the dedicated things. Let me go to, I'm going to pick it back up Saturday. Let me go to Hebrews 7. I'm going to pick it up part two, people. We got a lot more that the God of Israel want to say to y'all people. I'm telling y'all people, this is deep right here. This is very, very deep right here. I didn't even know that he was going to speak tonight. I did not know. He got more to say. Hebrews 7:2. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a prophet. That's all I am. That's all I am. I'm just someone that he speaks through. To his people. Hebrews 7 verse 1. For this Melchizedek king of Salem, priest of who? The Most High God, it says, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Really, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the who? Most High. If you do the, it's right here, Greek number for Most High. So he's supposed to be a priest. That's what the scriptures say. And when you look up the word Most High, God, Most High, it's a Greek number 5311, elevation. Elevation. I will be the Most High. That's what Satan said. I will be like saying that he is the Most High. People are going to worship him. It's a elevation. I will exalt my throne to the skies. I will exalt my throne to the sky. I will sit in the side of the above. This is what Satan said in Isaiah. It's an elevation. That is altitude. Especially the sky of figly dignity, high, Most High. It say the king of the Most High God. Most High means Jehovah. When you do the research on the word Most High, it means Jehovah. And Jehovah means Baal in the Hebrew. So this Melchizedek, he is a priest of Satan. That's who he really is. Who met Abraham, which I think this is a 100% injection. 100% injection. Returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part. Why would Abraham give this man a tenth? Could I have some water, bro, please? I have to ask for water again. Why would Abraham get this man, I had to ask, a tenth? Wow. Help me. God of Israel up in here. A tenth, that is as a percentage, technically tied, tenth. Abraham ain't going to give him no tenth. Because the tenth belong to the God of Israel. Number one, the tenth belong to the God of Israel. So, and then you give a tenth to the priest. Hold on, people. Greek number 1176. Let me look at that. Okay. 10. Abraham gave 10th part of all first, being interpreted king of righteousness. King of righteousness. It's a Christ, especially a Christian. So they're trying to say Melchizedek was the son of God. The Son of God was not a priest. He was not a priest. He's from the tribe of Judah. He's a prophet and a king and a savior. That's his titles. Not no priest. King. So they calling this Melchizedek king of righteousness. And after that also king of Salem, which is also king of peace. King of what? When the Son of God said, I did not come to the earth send peace on the earth, but I come to bring a sword on the earth. So they calling this Melchizedek king of Salem and king of peace. What scripture is that for the Son of God? He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. It say, Hebrews 7:3, without father and without mother and without descent, having neither beginning or days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided. Thank you. Abided a priest continually. So this Melchizedek that they injected in the New Testament, so they can bring forth they concerning tithing, talking about Abraham gave him a tenth. What Abraham want to give him a tenth for? What scripture is that? That Abraham gave him a tenth. Let's see something here. Yeah, I'm not going into that. When I come back Saturday, I'll do another breakdown part two. But there's no, he's without father. Melchizedek don't have a father. The Son of God have a father. The Son of God have a father, and his name is Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. So this is not the Son of God, because he have a father. And it say, without mother, the Son of God have a mother. He have one in heaven, the Holy Spirit, and he also have one on earth. Mary was his mom on earth. So what is these people talking about here, Matt? What is they talking about? This some witchcraft, some kind of sorcery, some kind of madness that the Christian church is using to get wealth and rich off the poor little dumb people. You notice I didn't say sheep, because my sheep can hear my voice, and a stranger, which is man, which is the government, and the Gentiles, they will not follow. So no, without father and without mother, without descent, you know what it's saying here, for descent. Hebrews 7:3, Greek number 35. Unregistered as to birth without descent. The Son of God have a descendant. He have a descent. The Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes, is his relatives. Is his family, bloodline. So no, that don't make sense. Without the sin, unregistered. He was registered when he was born in the earth. when he was born in Jerusalem. When Mary and Joseph had, when Mary had him, her and Joseph, his daddy in earth, Joseph, they registered him as their son, and they took him to the temple to consecrate him under, according to the law. Read Luke chapter 2 if you want to understand that. According to the law, they took him to the temple and consecrated him, and they registered him as their son. So no, that don't make sense. It said unregistered as birth without descent. My God. My God. And it took me to another Greek. Now, I'm going to get ready to go because they're going to cut me off in a minute. And I will pick it up Saturday, people. I will pick it up Saturday. The law class Saturday. We're going to pick it up at law number 420. It took me to another Greek. Now, I'm going to say, to Greek number 10:7:5 for Hebrews 7:3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having no beginning, having no days, end of life. Oh, my God. But made like unto the Son of God. Who is this man? This must be an alien or somebody, y'all. This must be an alien that they don't inject it up in here. He ain't got no father. He ain't got no mother. He ain't got no kin people. He ain't got no cousins. He ain't got no aunties. He ain't got no nephews. He ain't got nobody. Having neither beginning. He wasn't born. He never came. He never had a beginning. It say in the beginning in Genesis, let us, us is the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, the Father in the heavenly host. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. They said this man Melchizedek, he don't have a beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, a body, a priest continually. Nah, bruh. Nah. Nah. He not no priest. He not no priest. Because he not from the Levitical priesthood. He not a Levite. And Abraham ain't gave him no tenth. Because he's not real. It took me to Greek number 1075. To reckon by generations. That is traced in genealogical count by descent. Really? Okay. I'm still going, people. It took me to another Greek number. Greek number 3056. Let me get that, if I can get it real quick. Greek number. Greek number. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this from people. I'm trying here. 3056. It says, okay, yeah, you go right here. 3056, Greek number. I'm trying to get the Greek down here, 3056, and I'm getting ready to leave after that. 3056. Logos. logos. Look what it say. For Hebrews 7:3, the set, I looked up the set, without father, without mother, without the set. It took me to Greek 35. Then it took me to Greek number 3056. And it says something said, including a thought, by implication, a topic, subject, or discourse, also reasoning, the mental faculty or motive, by extension, a computation, especially with the article in John, the divine expression, that is Christ, account, cause, communication concerning doctrine, fame, have to do intent, matter, my preaching, question. Yeah, people. But anyway, y'all get the point. You get the point. And telling you, people, this is deep, man. So deep. And they have another one here that they like. Let me go to 2 Chronicles just to close everything out. And I'm going to pick Nehemiah up Saturday with part two of Untidy. 2 Chronicles 31. 2 Chronicles 31. 2 Chronicles. Come on here. Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened? Oh, God, no. I hear, oh God. 2 Chronicles 31. Let me get ready to get out of here, people. Last scripture. 2 Chronicles. Verse 5 and 6, and I'm leaving after that. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance. Sidia, could you open the door for him? The children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey. And honey, the God of Israel like honey too, people. Y'all don't even use honey no more. You go up in the grocery store and get it, the foul honey. No, he don't want that honey. Wine and oil and honey. Hold on, he's going to open the door. And all the increase of the field and the tithe of all things brought abundantly. So the children of Israel brought in all the abundance of first fruits of corn, wine and oil and honey. And all the increase of the field, all the increase of the field they bought. Oh, see, people, it ain't got nothing to do with no money. They brought in all the increase of the field, tied in. And it say all the increase from your job or your work or your pension check, or your government check, or your welfare check, or your SSI, or your Social Security, all the increase of the field and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. So much food, so much corn, so much wine, so much oil, so much honey, so much garlic, so much grapes. The children of Israel bought it out of the field abundantly to the God of Israel when they was in Jerusalem. They didn't work for nobody but him. How did they get wealthy? They sold all their produce. They sold all their cattle. They sold all their cows. They sold all their goats. See, they didn't give to the God of Israel the 10%. They have to take that out first, give it to the God of Israel 10%, and then the Levites take the God of Israel 10%, and they take 10% from that. The Levites took 10% of the God of Israel 10%. But they had abundantly, people. They wasn't hungry. Like that brother I talked to today said he was hungry and he don't know how he's going to pay his rent. Abundantly. They had water in abundantly. Abraham was so wealthy. He's the richest man in the East. Solomon, all of them, wealthy. How did they get wealthy? Produce with the works of their hands. That's why y'all people ain't got nothing, man. You curse with a curse. That's what the God of Israel said tonight. You are cursed with a curse. Why? Because you won't give him his tithes, his 10%. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithes, things which was consecrated unto Ahiah their God, and laid them by heaps. They had so much corn, people. They had so much produce, so much food, so much oil, so much of everything, and heaps. And guess what? We don't have nothing. Because we've been working for the law of this land and the people that rule this earth. And with that, people, you'll never get nowhere because you don't want to do it the God of Israel way. You curse with a curse. We curse with a curse because we done did all the wrong things all our lives. I'll talk to y'all Saturday. Have a good one, if you can. God's law versus the law of the land. 8-week teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio 21. We will be back Saturday with audio 22, part 2 on tithing. Paying tithes and what is tithes. Talk to y'all later.